Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Well, I'm happy for the seniors. I don't think there's too many groups that go through here as a senior class that can say you never lost your rival. And I think that's important to those guys. So it was awesome. I thought it was good team ball today. Defense, great job once again. Really playing that kind of bend but don't break. It's not about yards, it's about points. And we got some turnovers, it's some real timely situations. And, they got one too. Had they not got that one, I think it would have made things a lot easier on us. But they did a good job holding the ball, dinking and dunking, getting a lot of yards eating clock. But fortunately, when it was, time to score points, there wasn't a lot of points scored on their side. So I'm just proud of how these kids rallied and finished.
See anything from Washington State today strategically that was different from past games, or was it pretty much the same?
No, they run the same offense every single game, and they do a good job with it. But like I said, I thought our guys were patient. They tackled well. We knew that was going to have to be a big key. If they're going to throw it underneath to Borgie and company, you better tackle them because those guys are slippery and hard to tackle. And we did a good job with that.
What do you see from Jacob, just in terms of being able to bounce back today?
Yeah, I thought we took a step forward there. He was able to set his feet a little bit and threw some good balls. I thought there was a step forward. We still had one. It's hard to miss those ones that are really open that are going to maybe score, but there was progress there. And that's what it's about. It's about progress and improvement. I thought he took a step. Well, we got good tight ends. I think it starts with that. And when you got good players, at certain positions, you need to figure out ways to get them the ball. And, sometimes that play action game, we try to slam the ball in there and you can slip the tight ends behind the linebackers and, let them make plays.
What does it do to your defense when you're able just to run attack with three players and effectively?
Yeah, that's hard. That's hard on that D-line. I mean, we always say it starts with the lines, right? I mean, it's going to start with our O-line. It's going to start with our D-line. And, those guys are rushing three so often. It can get frustrating. It can get hard. It can get tiresome. But to get some sacks, get some sacks, rushing three and mixing it up a little bit. I think we got him five times, which is humongous. They don't give up many sacks at all, which is, another credit to those guys and that scheme that they have to throw it that much and not give up sacks. But for our guys to get there today, that was a big part of the game.
What series you enlarged your defensive back doing? Did I read that right?
What's that?
Put another DB out there after the first series?
We play 6-7 DBs. I mean, we'll do that on occasion, and certainly when they're going to throw it every down and, play five wideouts with the running back being one of them. So that was really nothing that new.
Speaking of DBs, you guys have been so high on Trent McDuffie, and for the game he had today, how big is that for him?
Yeah. I mean, we've been saying it all along. I mean, the kid is as solid as a rock as a person. Like I said, the moment is never too big. He comes from some of the best football in the West. He's super well coached coming in here, and Coach Lake and Coach Harris done a great job with him. And you knew it was just a matter of time for him to show up and make some game-changing plays. And, even last week when there was a touchdown score, I mean, he was right there. The other guy made a great play, and you tip your hat and move on. But he's a heck of a player, and he's only going to get better.
Previous WSU games, you guys have piled up a lot of rushing yards.
Yeah.
You came out throwing. This time, what influenced you to decide that game?
Yeah, you know, and again, I kind of always say this. It's like, okay, we'll take what they're going to give us and maybe where some of our matchups are. And I think it's no secret that everybody's going to put about, you know, 11 guys about 8 inches or 8 yards from the ball and pack it in there. And we still got to try to run it a little bit. And if they were going to do that, then we were going to have to hit some plays downfield. And so that happened today. And, you know, that's the only way to operate if you're going to run that style, is you're going to have to hit some big plays downfield. And that's been a little bit of our problem in the past, you know, is to pack them in there. And we know we're not running the ball real efficiently, but if you can't throw it, then you got big problems. We threw a little bit today, and that helped.
About maybe confidence lacking a little bit in big spots this year. Do you sense any greater confidence when this game rolls around?
I don't think it's greater confidence in it, but what I do think is, I think those kids played like they need to play and like we're capable of playing, in terms of, like, it's going to expect it to go 4 quarters. You got to go earn it in the fourth quarter. You got to go win it in the fourth quarter. And don't expect it to all go good because we have a W on the side of our helmet, you know. And I just think there was just a little bit of that at times this year, where it's like, I've been saying it forever, you know, there's tremendous parity in this league. And I really think if you don't show up and grind them out, you're going to get beat. And I felt like the mentality was where it needed to be today.
You know, 13 points, 8 tackles for losses, 5 sacks. Your defensive backs played pretty well, but what's going through your mind when their quarterback has a lot of time to throw like he did at times?
Yeah, I mean, but it's not about yards, it's about points. And so you're going to have to give that up, and you're going to have to be patient and let them keep, you know, doing those things. And then you got to strike when you can and hold them out of the end zone and make them kick a field goal and sack them when you can and knock them back. And I thought our guys on defense executed to a T, because it is hard. And then he runs around, and those, you know, there's a lot of energy on those D linemen rushing three and can get frustrating. But I thought they did a great job, because, again, it is about points. It's not about how many yards you throw for. It's not even about time of possession, which they got us pretty good there. And in the first half, it's kind of hard when they're holding the ball so much and you're thinking, man, we don't have a lot of margin for error. We better score when we get the ball back. But that's what I was kind of saying. I thought it was good team ball today, that our offense was efficient enough, you know, to score the points we need to. Our defense stopped them. They were kind of holding the ball and up and down the field, but it's about points.
They don't do anything different. I mean, they are what they are. Same defensive game plan? Did Jimmy just dust it off from the last couple
Well,
years?
There's some similarities. I mean, we've played them for a long time, and so there's a lot of things that we've had success in the past with that we certainly did again. And, you know, I mean, there's a couple little wrinkles in there for sure. Everybody's got a few, but for the most part, it's, you know, similar.
Kirkland close to getting back for this game?
He was, but... you know, probably if it's pro football, I don't know, you might play, not in college football. You know, we'll get him back for, you know, hopefully for the bowl. I mean, he made really good progress this week, and, you know, there was an outside chance, but wasn't worth it.
What does your guys' schedule look like going forward these next couple weeks?
We don't really know yet. The kids will have this week off, and we'll do something next weekend, just to, you know, not get too rusty. And then figure out what it looks like.
Push Hamden.
Be aggressive and take some shots, almost make it into a throw-first style, which is different than what we've done. I just, you know, coming off of last week, we really wanted to try to open some things up with the pass first and then come with a run game. And so we were fortunate to create the plays early on.
With the offense lately, I'm sure that you've heard some of the outside noise. It's hard not to, the pressure, and then that first series going 3 and out. What happened after that, where things really just started getting rolling?
Yeah, just sometimes it's just, you know, thought some guys made some plays, you know, it's nice. So once we hit that first big one to Terrell Bynum, I just thought, guys, it's always a confidence thing. And once I felt we hit that one, I think guys just loosened up and started focusing on one play at a time.
The passing game seemed to look good today, but the running game seemed to struggle today as well.
Well, you're always trying to do whatever it takes to win a game, you know. And so, I really felt, you know, I think we felt this whole week that there were going to be some opportunities. They're going to play us tight. The pass game looks good because everybody's trying to stop the run. And so I thought we did what we had to do to win the football game, and really happy.
Their inexperience and lack of size in the secondary, how important was that for you to attack that?
Obviously, you know, very important. I think,
you know, I mean, you get this late in the season, and you know, guys have been playing a lot of football, and so you got a lot of tape on them. We felt we had some advantages on the outside, and they played us tight, and it was good for those guys to make some catches.
There were a lot of turnovers in their secondary here just recently. Was that most influential in getting the going pass first?
I don't think so. Honestly, I think you get a feeling every week, and every week is different, but obviously learning or coming from Colorado, just not wanting to be in a situation where we felt we were just going to try to pound it and not take enough chances. So we certainly wanted to take chances. We wanted to be aggressive. We wanted these guys to finish, and we felt we needed to call it that way.
After the game, you know, a lot of players are looking for their fans, I mean, girlfriends, parents and stuff. Jacob Eason's yelling, "Where's Bush Hamden?" Yeah. Talk about your relationship with him. How tough has the last couple weeks been?
Really tough, you know, and I just, again, you just want to, everything you do is for these guys. You know, they put their trust in you, and you know, I think obviously you certainly have a player like him, and you want to run the table and everything go as is, but I just can't tell you how much respect I have for him and how he's handled himself to get himself ready to play in a game like this, the ups, the downs, and I think that's what it's all about.
I know you always say you want to try to treat every game the same, but, you know, after a loss, home game, rival, big win at home, how good is this one?
Yeah, it feels good. It really does. And so it feels good, again, because I just think about the senior class and a couple guys that have been with us for so long and done such an unbelievable job here, getting us back to the Rose Bowl, two Pac-12 titles. That stuff doesn't happen without Nick Harris and Trey Adams. And so it's just a special group, and I'm glad they got to end it with a big win here.
And this guy over here, Hunter Bryant, big game today.
Yeah, I can. Again, he's a guy that it's amazing how he gets himself to game day every week, and I think he's had a battle, and he's been as resilient as anybody maybe in their 4 or 5 years here, and can't say enough good things about him.
It's huge. You know, this game, talked about it all week, just means more. You know, going into the stadium, the energy was high. Apple Cup week, you know, getting in that end zone, it was just a lot of shit coming together, and it was awesome. So, yeah, I let out a little emotion there, and everybody was fired up. It was pretty cool. Yeah.
You got your helmet ripped off.
Yeah.
Did that fire you up a little bit?
A little bit, yeah. I hope someone got a cool picture of that. But, yeah, no, it was awesome. You know, super proud of this team. You know, our defense, offense, everybody, special teams, we played well, and you know, we operated today, and especially in this kind of game, and what it means for Husky fans and the state of Washington, just an awesome experience.
The long pass to Terrell Bynum in the first quarter just seemed to open everything up. Can you tell us? Can you break down that play?
What was the call? That's the energy we needed. You know, the momentum changer we needed. They went down the opening drive and scored, and we kind of had a three and out in the first drive, and you know, we were chipping away. O-line protected well. Terrell ran a great route, gave me an opportunity to throw him the ball, and he made a nice play. So, yeah, that was kind of like the spark of the first half, and we went after that.
Quarterback sneak in the fourth quarter. Did you make it?
I slipped. I put my foot down and extended all the way out and fell right on my shoulder. I was kind of pissed about that, but, you know, that's football. You can't convert on everything, and you know, even though you want to. But, no, like I said, super proud of this team, super proud of – you know, the Husky fans, you know, it's awesome to be a dog.
You're from here.
Yeah.
You know about this rivalry.
Yeah.
How good was this one?
It's awesome. You know, all my friends are Cougs from high school, and you know, I got my family and my Husky family here. So, you know, it's just super awesome to be a part of this and be a part of this team and get a win in the Apple Cup.
Your Coug friends, are they texting you?
I haven't looked at my phone yet, but I'm sure they are. I'm sure they'll be at the house with their heads hung low, but, you know, it is what it is.
With just how much of a struggle it's been at times this season, how satisfying is it to be able to come out and win a game like this?
It's awesome. You know, we've had our ups and downs this year, but one thing I say about this team is, you know, every practice, you know, every lift, every film, you know, everybody's kept their heads up, brought great energy and kept working hard. And, you know, to go out in a game like this and win in a big game like this is, you know, it's just an awesome feeling. You know, I'm super proud of this team and, you know, coaching staff and players and, you know, everyone involved. It's been an awesome ride.
Where does this experience kind of rank for you in terms of just feelings of games you've been in?
Just, you know, I wasn't a part of it last year because I was redshirted and on the sideline, but, you know, being in the game there and feeling those those plays and that atmosphere, it was awesome. You know, this is a, you know, it's what makes college football so special, the rivalries like these, and just being a part of it was amazing.
What was different about the passing game today?
You know, receivers ran great routes, got some separation, O-line protected well, and you know, the rest was just on me to deliver an accurate ball. So I think, you know, obviously we came back and prepared really well for this game, and we executed the game plan.
You got a defensive effort from your teammates today, but were you prepared for like 54-53 if it came to that?
I mean, we were going to be ready for anything, you know, especially in this game, rivalry game, anything can happen. So, I thought the guys went out there and executed well. Super proud of the defense. You know, they were an explosive offense, and they kept them on their toes. So, like I said, just, you know, super proud to be a Husky.
You guys have been pounding the rock against them for years prior to you getting here. Was it a surprise to you to decide, see the game plan is going to call for passing first?
You know, we knew that going in. You knew there was going to be opportunities based on what they played coverage-wise. And like I said, we just went out there and executed. No matter what the game plan is, it's our job to go out and execute, and I thought we did a great job of that today.
I've asked you this. Husky, what was that feeling like when you took the trophy and you're going through the tunnel?
Awesome. You know, that's probably an experience I'll never forget. You know, being from Washington, first time playing in this game, and it was a great feeling. Something I'll never forget.
I've asked you this before, but you know, tell me one play that just is really going to stand out in your mind that you're going to remember for a long time.
I mean, that QB sneak and that long pass to Terrell. You know, things like those are hard to forget. So it was just an awesome experience.
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I mean, obviously it's a rivalry. It means a lot. For the most part, it stays the same. You know, we go in there, we make our adjustments, and we finish. We just gotta finish, and you know, we made it happen. I mean, defense came up huge. We came out, scored on offense. You know, I mean, hats off to the defense. I mean, they played exceptional against a high power offense, and you know, we made plays, and you know, came out with a W.
I think it was like 9 rushing yards in that first quarter. What changed as that game went on to sort of?
I think it was we started taking what they were giving us. You know, I mean, they know that we were going to roll them up front. I mean, their D tackles are 250, so then they got to move. They got to bring down safeties. They got to play with a pack box, and that's when they did. And that's when we started throwing bombs over their head, and that's when we started scoring. So I mean, we just had to take what they gave us. We can't force anything on offense. So I think we did. I think we did a good job, you know, making adjustments and you know, making plays on the perimeter.
Things really changed after that first series that they had.
Yeah.
It seemed like the momentum just completely shifted.
Yeah.
What were you thinking after the series? Because they went down the field pretty fast.
Oh, I have full faith in our defense all the time. I mean, it's been that way for the last 4 years, and they came up huge. They made their adjustments, and you know, you see how they played. I mean, Elijah Molden played. I mean, amazing. Joe played well. I mean, they all played well. So, I mean, I wasn't tripping at all.
What was the inspiration for the phrasing on your shirt?
It's just truth. no inspiration. It's just truth. I'm a truthful person. I like to keep it real, and that's kind of what I did on my shirt.
What struck you today to want to put it on there?
Like I said, it's truth. I haven't lost. We don't lose. Nobody in that locker room has lost to the Cougars. I mean, it's just truth. It's the way it is.
When did you write that?
Yesterday. And I wore it this morning. And I wore it in the game. And I'm wearing it now. I'll probably wash it because it's pretty sweaty. But if I could, I'd wear it all night. But I might make a new one. Nope.
Can we hold it out? Was that with a Sharpie?
Yes, it is.
Did the X come before the game, or was that like a
No, that was before the game.
Yeah. When you've struggled, it's been a frustrating season. How satisfying is it to win a game like this?
I mean, it's great. I mean, it means a lot for sure. I mean, it's a big time rivalry. It means a lot for the city. It means a lot for the state. It means a lot for the alumni. And that's kind of what my mentality was. It's bigger than just the dudes on the team. It's bigger than me. Bigger than the seniors. You know, we got a lot of people representing. That W, and that's kind of mentality I went in with, and we came out with a win.
Yep.
What was it feeling like for you just walking out on the field going into your last time?
I mean, it kind of hasn't hit me yet. it hit me before the game. I was like, this is my last time walking out the tunnel. I mean, it hasn't hit me. That was my last time playing, and it's pretty crazy. These 4 years flew by, and I had just the best time of my life. I mean, I made so many memories and so many good friends throughout this program, and we got one more bowl game. And I'm excited for what my future holds, and I can't thank everybody that's part of this program enough, and the city of Seattle and the fans.
Hunter Bryant.
Yeah, I told you all season, I knew that was there for us, and I knew everything that we could do, and we had playmakers everywhere, and so just to see it all come together, especially in the Apple Cup in this big of a game, it was huge for us.
You guys own this matchup every single year with Washington State. What is it about this matchup that allows you guys to have so much success?
I think it's just the details of the game, and we really go in and are dialed into what they do and just come with a great game plan, and we know they're going to stand on the D-front and just come out and just play physical.
To make it a little more fun when it's a little more chippy out there.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I love that style of play, and I just love going out there and competing.
How many of those guys do you know on that other side of the ball?
Not many, I think. I don't think any.
First, after the loss last week, it was tough. And then, coming home to a bye week, coming home, rival, how special was this win?
Nah, it was huge for us, and we came out just all week preparing for who we were going to play, and I think it showed.
Tell me about this guy over here, your quarterback.
He's a great player, incredible player. Just playing with him this year has been so much fun, and I'm really excited.
Joe Tran.
Going through, grass or something. And then after that, it was just really hard for them. What happened between the first series and after that?
We did the same thing, but, it was a lot sharper. All did our job, They did a good job in the first drive, but, after that, I can't say they did well.
You put a few more extra DBs out there, right?
Well, we did. Yeah. We were rushing three the whole game pretty much.
Yeah, you had six defensive backs, I think?
Six and two linebackers. Yeah.
What was it like trying to stop those guys? Because you did it.
We had to just all work together as a D-line. Coverage was great. Had a lot of time to get up the quarterback. We had to rush together, wrap off each other, and really a lot of fun. I don't know what we got, but I need to win.
Press box.
I need to win. I don't care what it is. I need to win.
Good prize there. Rivalry game. I'm sure you guys were focused in all week long, but now that you're done and they've hoisted the cup up, what does it feel like in terms of, the whole in-state rivalry thing?
It feels good, having them being our little brother, just proving our dominance. Not much else to say to that, it feels good, but we should be doing that.
Well, you're a local kid. Did you grow up thinking Apple Cup, the whole thing?
I'm just a football head, so I just watch a lot of football. I can't really remember, but, now.
Was there any extra fire in the defense to come out and have a game like this today?
Oh, yeah, because, rushing three isn't against five linemen, the odds are against us, but, we did what we did, and, we got after them. It was a lot of fun.
There was one series where there were
back-to-back sacks. I mean, light kind of light go on there?
We just feed off each other. See one person get it, I got to get one now too, Got to match that. It was Ryan Bowman. Yeah, that's my boy too.
Elijah Molden.
I mean, those guys really got us here in the first place, I mean, from the when they got to the college playoffs to, all the bowl games we've been to. I mean, we're so grateful for him. We got so much love for him. So, he's the world.
Elijah, it seemed like the DBs almost doubled after that first series. What happened? What'd you guys do?
That's a good offense. So, we knew they were going to, hit us a couple of times. But it's all about how we respond, how we finish. So,
four to six almost.
You talking about our actual scheme or?
The number of DBs, yeah.
Oh, for the most part, we stayed the same. We stayed with six DBs. And, we made a couple of adjustments, but yeah.
You were part of the game plan last year, obviously. Was it much different from this year from what you guys did last year against them?
No, not really. I mean, they haven't switched up their play, so we just keep running the same stuff.
How do you explain your guys' ability to shut down WSU on offense year after year?
Coaching. Uh-huh. That's what it comes down to. We got a good scheme for them, and shout out to them. They got a good explosive passing offense, but we got some DBs that can play, and today was a physical game.
When you guys are dropping as many as you are and basically allowing them to throw underneath, what do you guys have to do well in the secondary to keep those short plays from becoming big?
Rally up and tackle. Yep. So I don't remember him hitting a deep ball downfield, which is what we wanted to, which is our goal. So. When they check down, we've got to come up and hit them in the mouth.
When they start the game by marching straight down for a touchdown, what's the reaction?
I was almost glad it happened just to see how he would respond. It's all about how you respond. You're going to get punched in the mouth in a fight, and it's all about how you got to take the next punch. So.
Did you get the business given to you by Trent McDuffie taking the pick away from him? You took the pick away from him. He was right behind you.
Oh, I saw. Yeah. I saw that. Yeah. He didn't even say anything. He was happy for me, and he got his one. So, yeah.
It's been a frustrating year for a lot of reasons, but is it kind of nice to end the season here with a win against the Cougs?
Yeah. I mean, what's in the past is in the past, and we can learn from it. But I mean, we got a lot, to look forward to with this bowl game, and then, sending these guys out right with the win in that. So, yeah.
Duffy had a pretty good game with a fumble and interception. How good is he as a true freshman?
Heck of a game, yeah. I mean, he's been playing really well all year. He's been making some big hits. This isn't his first forced fumble, so, he's going to have a bright future.
It's a long game. You got 15-minute quarters, so that was just the first drive. And, we ended up making ground back, and then from there on, we just wanted to hold the lead, which we were able to do. So,
was there anything said between you guys after they scored on that opening drive? Meeting or anything?
We just told each other keep fighting. I mean, that's the team, number one passing offense in the country, and so they're gonna make plays. So we just told each other keep fighting, keep understanding what Coach Lake is gonna call, and we just went out there, executed, played hard, made plays.
For the rest of your life, you will have never lost to this team. When you look back, you're sitting there in an armchair, 50 years old, what kind of satisfaction will you have looking at the television? That's really far down the road, I know, but you never lost to WSU.
Oh, yeah, it makes me satisfied because, if I end up living here later on in life and I see a Wazoo license plate or a Wazoo flag in front of a house, I will know that I've never lost to them, whereas if I would have lost to them one time or two times, then it would have had a little despised towards them, but just not a lot of guys get to say that, so it feels special to be a part of that group.
Baker said on Twitter he still knows all the plays they're trying to run. Do you just feel like you guys have a pretty good idea of what they're going to do on any given down?
Yeah, and that's a credit to Coach Lake. He prepares us, he outlines the plays for us, and they've got a pretty simple system, and Coach Lake has been able to figure it out. And, as long as Coach Lake is here, I feel like these guys will be in good hands.
And as frustrating as this year has been at times, how great is it just to end it, with a win over the Cougars, 7th straight?
Oh, yeah, it's great. Just going out there, there's been a lot of ups and downs, and especially this being senior night, you got a lot of seniors. You got guys who – been here a lot. They've seen a lot. Guys like Chico and Clatcher. Chico doesn't – you never hear Chico complain. Chico hasn't had, the year he thought. But, that's a guy that never complains. He comes in and works every day. And there's a bunch of guys in there that I can name who fall along that same line. And, it's just a special feeling for all of us.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.